hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We're live with you today from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network on this 12th day of September 2007. Very interesting, ladies and gentlemen. Things are shaking up in Russia. They've got their new bomb that they're proudly displaying. They're calling theirs the dad of all bombs, or the DOAD. DOAB. We have the MOAB, the mother of all bombs. Well, they've got the dad of all bombs. Ours is a little bit bigger in kiloton tonnage. But very interesting what's going on in the UK, the new Russia. Putin names a new prime minister. There's a political shakeup going on there. Israel is making forays, sending warplanes, testing Syrian defenses. How this is tying into our nuclear missiles that were shipped without anybody's knowledge. They just ended up in an Air Force base, and, gee, nobody knew how that happened. And on top of that, we've got a stand down of of our defenses here in the United States for training purposes. We'll get into all of this. There's much going on still yet to filter out and make cognitive sense on how all this connects, but we will attempt to do so. And any important information that comes during the broadcast will, of course, let you know about it. And on the home front, folks, no surprise, we told you this was going to happen, and it has. For the first time, oil has hit over $80 a barrel, which is going to come home to roost economically very soon. Now, the refineries are operating at a capacity of about, a little over 90% here in America. But we understand that refining capacities have been reduced since the 1950s. And we know why, because we viewed their own internal memos. It was deliberately done to, well, use the model of supply and demand. If the supply is not there, the demand goes up. Of course, that's going to push the product price up. But what nobody has addressed as to why oil is $80 a barrel. Did something get awfully expensive? Did the cost of the drill bits to get out of the earth's surface for drilling, did that magically increase? Was there a component that somebody had missed during the process of bringing the crude out of the earth and getting it to refineries and getting it to their retail outfits? Did something happen along the way that they forgot to mention that would increase the price so much? And what did Mother Earth just all of a sudden put up a sign that says oil no longer on sale, it's going to cost you more to pump it out? We don't know. There has been no cognitive explanation as to why the cost has quadrupled in the last year or so. No explanation whatsoever. I still contend the oil insiders know what was going on economically, and everybody was taking a big fat profit to the bank while they could, while the economies were in such a state that, well, the people, the consumers, could still purchase their product. A lot of stuff coming your way, folks, on this edition of the National Intel Report. Stay tuned. We will be right back in 3 minutes.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Russian President, Mr. Putin, as George Bush referred to him as Pootie-Poo. Remember, George looked into Vladimir Putin's eyes and he saw his soul. Which end was he looking at? Story here, Los Angeles Times. For a few exciting hours today, the Russian political establishment thought it was about to learn the likely answer in the most talked-about question hanging over the country: who will be President Vladimir V. Putin's successor if he steps down as expected next spring? But his choice of an obscure figure to fill the post of prime minister suggests that Putin was unwilling to tip his hand and to relegate himself to the role of a lame duck. Earlier in the day, Putin accepted the resignation of Prime Minister Mikhail Frodkov, and commentators rush to suggest that the person chosen to replace him would likely become the next president. Many said this would be Sergei Ivanov, a first deputy prime minister as seen as particularly close to Putin. But Putin made an unexpected choice. Viktor Zubkov, 65-year-old head of the country's financial monitoring service, a market watchdog aimed at fighting financial crimes. I guess that's their version of FinCEN, Financial Crimes Enforcement Network. Now, Zubkov has not been considered among the likely candidates to be Putin's successor. It remained unclear today to what degree the promotion might put him in the running for the presidency. Now, the effect of the appointment was to leave observers guessing as much as ever about who might be the next president, and thus leave Putin in position to continue calling the shots in coming weeks and months without the fear of power drifting toward a presumed successor. Just Monday, Putin had used sports analogy to offer a reminder that he had no intention of letting the reins of power, letting loose of him, rather, before leaving office. And this almost sounds like a Bush analogy, but this is what Putin said. He said, in our country, nearly everyone loves hockey. Now, he said this in televised remarks during the visit to the United Arab Emirates. We know the way real professionals play until the last second. I will work in the same way, he said, and I will do whatever I can so that all the ministries and the ministers, the whole government, and the presidential administration work precisely in the style. There is a big shakeup. News stories are out today that basically Putin fired the parliament, and it is unclear, and the news is still sketchy at best, as to what is actually going in good old Mother Russia. We'll keep an eye on it. There is, and in a related story here, Russia is testing a powerful, their DOAB, dad of all bombs. The Russian military successfully tested what it described as the world's most powerful non-nuclear air-delivered bomb. And that's what Russia's state television reported Tuesday. It was the latest show of Russia's military muscle amid chilly relations with the United States. Channel 1 television said the new weapon, nicknamed the dad of all bombs, is four times more powerful than the U.S. mother of all bombs. We have dad and mom competing here in the air divorce court, I guess. The tests have shown that the new air-delivered ordnance is comparable to a nuclear weapon in its efficiency and capability, according to Colonel General Alexander Rukshin, a deputy chief. There was a correction on this. Yeah, it is Rukshin, not as previously reported Rushin, but at any rate, the Colonel General said, unlike a nuclear weapon, the bomb doesn't hurt the environment. The statement reflected the Kremlin's efforts to restore Russia's global clout and rebuild the nation's military and its might, while the ties with Washington have been strained over U.S. criticism of Russia's backsliding on democracy. I wonder if Bush would accept any criticism from Vladimir Putin about the how he's handling the republic. The statement reflected the Kremlin's efforts, like I said, to restore Russia's global clout. Moscow's voracious protest of U.S. missile defense plans and rifts over global crises. The U.S. massive ordnance air blast, nicknamed Mother of All Bombs, is a large-yield, satellite-guided, air-delivered bomb described as the most powerful non-nuclear weapon in history. Channel 1 said that the Russian bomb contains 7.8 tons of high explosives, compared to more than 8 tons of explosives in the U.S. bomb. It's four times more powerful because it uses a new, highly efficient type of explosive that the report didn't identify. While the U.S. bomb is the equivalent to 11 tons of TNT, the Russian one is equivalent to 44 tons of regular explosives. The Russian weapon's blast radius is 990 feet, twice as big as the U.S. design. Like its U.S. predecessor, first tested in 2003, the Russian bomb is a thermobaric weapon that explodes in an intense fireball combined with a devastated blast. It explodes in a terrifying nuclear bomb-like mushroom cloud and wreaks destruction through a massive shock created by an airburst and high temperature. Now, thermobaric weapons work on the same principle that causes blast in grain elevators and other dusty places. Clouds of fine particles are highly explosive. Such explosions produce shock waves that can be directed and amplified and includes in enclosed spaces such as buildings, caves, or tunnels. Channel 1 said the temperature at the epicenter of the Russian's bomb explosive is twice as high as that of the U.S. bomb. The report showed the bomb dropped by parachute from a Tu-160 strategic bomber and exploding in a massive fireball. It featured the debris of apartment buildings and armored vehicles at a test range, as well as scorched ground from the massive blast. It didn't give the bomb's military name or say when it was tested. Rukshin said, rather, that the new bomb would allow the military to protect the nation's security and confront international terrorism in any situation and any region. We've got relatively cheap ordnance with a high strike power, according to the head of the Defense Ministry's Institute in charge of weapons design. Booming oil prices have allowed Russia to steadily increase military spending in recent years, and the Kremlin has taken a more assertive posture in global affairs. Last month, Putin said he ordered the resumption of regular patrols of the strategic bomber force, which were suspended after the 1991 Soviet breakup. So they're reasserting themselves, and economically, ladies and gentlemen, now here's a funny one. They are better off than the United States economically. They have a currency that's partially backed by gold. And even though that we had a Cold War and President Reagan at the time decided to break the Russians back by literally ramping up the Cold War to outspend them, it appears that their economy is in much better shape. They're paying down their national debt and once again flexing their military muscles. Did anybody think that Russia was just going to go bye-bye, become a little democracy over there, and they were just going to be benign people on the face of the planet? That is not going to happen. Now, moving toward the Middle East, there is a lot going on over there. Let me get to my news stories here. And this is really frustrating because there are missions that are going on from Israel into Syria and testing their defenses. Now, the only way that something like this would happen, folks, that you'd actually do a military-style strike to test your potential adversary's defenses is if you were going to take further military action against them. And the question has arisen. It has arisen, and been asked. These six nukes that came up missing, five initially reported, but six that just happened to go from an air base, Barksdale, which has been jumping off point for all missions in the Middle East, particularly against Iraq. The question is, were these nuclear weapons going to be used against Iran? That's what Israel wants. They want a showdown with Iran. Of course, they're saying that them developing nuclear weapons would threaten their security. I don't see that how that's probable. First of all, you have your mutually assured destruction scenario that nobody really wants to get into a cat fight using nuclear weapons because you know what? Nobody wins. It's real hard on the furniture and has a tendency to cook living animals to, if you're not in the epicenter, to at least a medium rare consistency. This has been the argument that Israel has been using, that somehow we've got to stop Iran from developing nuclear weapons because that is going to destabilize peace in the Middle East. Excuse me. How is Iran going to threaten Israel when Israel has 400 nuclear weapons with every imaginable delivery system available? How is that a threat? And they want to annex the West Bank, Gaza. They are going to do it. That is part of it. And here's a really strange thing. The Messiah, by the way, here's the story. The Messiah is going to come once Israel is once again unified. That's the stories that we're getting. It is rather bizarre, folks. We will get these stories in order for a report for you right after the break here. But that is essentially it. Things are continually ratcheting up in the Middle East. General Petraeus came back. Yeah, we're going to withdraw 30,000 troops. The surge, by the way, the extra 30,000 troops, well, we're going to bring them home by next summer. Does this sound like these people are being kept in a staging area for expanded military missions, up to and including maybe the invasion of Iran? A lot of people are saying yes to that question. We'll be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Back. I'll go to the phones here in a moment. On September 14th, flight lines will be very quiet at Air Combat Command bases. The ACC had ordered all command-wide stand down this Friday. The entire command, about 100,000 active duty airmen, is standing down training flights and many other operations as part of what they're calling a command-wide safety day. Command boss General Ronald Keyes ordered the September 14th safety stand down in the wake of the August 30th nuclear incident at Minot Air Force Base, North Dakota, in which six cruise missiles armed with nuclear warheads were loaded onto a B-52 and then flown to Barksdale Air Force Base in Louisiana without anyone on the ground or bombers realizing that the nuclear weapons were on board the plane. It was not until the B-52H was parked at Barksdale that ground crews discovered the cruise missiles were carrying real warheads. Command spokesman Major Tom Crossan said wing commanders would determine how their units review operations and safety procedures and checklist. Just how serious Keyes takes this lapse of regulations at Minot is reflected in the fact that his safety stand down is the first command-wide safety day in recent memory, In the past, command has singled out specific types of aircraft for safety days in 1997, and the Department of Defense held a department-wide safety review day. Folks, we have in place absolute foolproof ways to deal with nuclear weapons. Not only their manufacture, but their storage, their deployment, and usage. This is the most destructive device mankind has ever created, and mistakes like this just don't happen by accident. It has been speculated, and this is only speculation, that it has been not the president that was involved in this, but actually Dick Cheney that was in on ordering these missiles to Barksdale for deployment possibly to Iran, maybe to Iraq. I doubt Iraq, but Iran sounds more plausible. It's a little scary, seeing how we're heading into a 100-year war in the Middle East. Let me go to Dan in Texas. Thanks for holding on, Dan. Dan, go ahead.
Yes, sir. The thing about everybody talking how that everybody wants to owe money, we owe China money, we owe Russia money because they bought our treasury bonds, whatever. I was on the History Channel watching the oil earlier. Russia took a bunch of stuff, gold out of Germany, you know, and they polluted Germany and sacked all the, raped everybody in Berlin. All the gold in museums and junk, claimed they deserve it because of restitutions for what they cost them. Well, Russia owes this much money for war, it'll give us a whole crummy country and every squinch of real estate because they would even had shoes to wear for the armies that had been dressed in World War II. The same thing for China. They owe so much money, it's not even believable. How come they they owe more us more than we owe them. Of course, no president of the United States that we know of anytime soon is likely to agree with that. They want to drive us into poorhouse, I guess, obviously. But I thought that's an interesting point, that they've funded everybody else and expect that we pay and we owe them money. They should have to pay us after we paid for two world wars.
Well, you would think so, reciprocation. You know, speaking of money, Russia has a large, very, very large oil reserves inside of their boundaries. And it very well could be that this is a way for, well, the Russian economy, along being in cahoots with other Russian or other, I should say, worldwide oil producers, to bump up the cost of oil on the markets as a very valuable commodity. Everybody knows you need oil. I still have yet to hear a viable explanation as to why oil is at $80 a barrel. I have yet to hear anything. Now, this could be a way that Russia is enjoying some more money in their coffers over there, because they're pumping it out of the ground and they're putting it on the world market themselves.
No, yeah. One more thing. Have you heard about the methane ice?
No.
Is that, do you think that's the solution to our energy trouble right there?
I have no idea.
Internet, you know, New American has articles about it. It's on the internet under methane ice. Google it. Of energy.
Yeah, Dan, nothing is going to change in how energy is produced and consumed as long as the people that have the monopoly on acquiring that are doing the contracts, that are producing the products for sale on the marketplace, until that cabal is busted up and we can have real competition in the oil industry and really start looking at alternative energies. That is not going to happen as long as the suited boys are up there banging on the senators and congressmen's doors in Washington, D.C.
Nothing. Yeah, I can assure you you're right about that, because I have relatives here in Houston go to church where some of the Bushes go to church and where their kids went to school to private schools. And I sit next to them at this church where they're all men there. And Red Adair, the great oil firefighter guy, you know, he went to church there. He's right there in that same building where my wife and I attend once in a while for fun.
Mm-hmm.
And they know our son was there. And then we sat there with them, and these oil guys tell us, well, there's all the oil you want out there. All the news is lying to people. And they're the oil people. They are the oil people. And I don't know, the news guys just... There's a cabal. You got that right.
Well, I'll tell you what. Next time you go to church, make sure you go there on Ash Wednesday. They're not being anointed with ash. That's actually oil on their foreheads.
Oh, these people are ruthless. They hire illegal aliens and fire them. They beg for their job as janitors and stuff on their properties.
Yeah.
They have a ranch in Conroe that at first it was a ranch, some tree in your oil guy owned in like the 20s. And so because
you hear the music, we got to run. Thanks for your call, Dan. We got to go. We'll be right back. 3 minutes, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
A U.S. official has confirmed that Israel warplanes carried out an airstrike deep inside Syria, escalating tensions between the two countries. The target of the strike last Thursday remained unclear, but Israel media reported that a shipment of Iranian arms crossing Syria for use by the Iranian-backed Hezbollah militia in Lebanon was attacked. Syria first reported the incident on the day, saying that its air defenses had engaged five Israeli planes, but did not say what their target was. Israel itself remained uncharacteristically silent about this deal, pointedly refusing to deny that the warplanes were involved in an operation. The closest it came to acknowledging the affair happened was when it made an undertaking to Turkey to investigate how the Israeli long-range fuel tank was dropped on Turkish territory near the Syrian border. Another theory gaining ground yesterday was that Israel was deliberately attacking the Russian-made, and they call it the Pantsir air defense system, recently bought by Damascus. The sale includes provisions for the Pantsir system to be shipped on to Iran, and it is possible the Israeli attack was co-coordinated with America to probe the effectiveness of the system. It is believed that Iran would use the Pantsir system to defend its nuclear facilities. Syria has sought to keep the incident in the public arena, saying yesterday that it had complained formally to the United Nations, accusing Israel of unjustified aggression. That's like telling the fox, drop the chicken that you just grabbed out of my hen house, please, asking the UN. Syria and Israel have fought major wars on three occasions, 1948, 1967, and 1973, as well as numerous other skirmishes. The two nations remain formally at war, although an uneasy calm has largely held for the past three decades. Meanwhile, Israel, and contemplating a retaliatory strike on Gaza last night after the Palestinian Qassam rocket injured 69 of its soldiers, five seriously, and the Sikkim army base. Many of the Israelis were hit by shrapnel as they slept under canvas. While the rocket was fired by members of the Islamic Jihad Party, Israel said it would hold Hamas accountable, because that's their boogeyman, because the group is the main authority in Gaza Strip since it drove out its Fatah rivals in June. Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert convened an emergency meeting yesterday with the military and security commanders to discuss a response in the attack. You got to keep in mind, folks, that the Israeli, and I call them the offense forces, they call them the IDF or Israeli Defense Forces. These guys are lousy soldiers. Most of what they've done over there and the aggression with its neighbors in Israel, except for the, that's right, the disarmed Palestinians that they're continuing to mow down their houses, keep people off of their farms over there. They won't allow them to farm, or if something is coming to harvest, not allowing people on the grounds to harvest food for the Palestinian people. But see, you can roll in with bulldozers and some such nonsense, because over there the only thing they have is rocks and bottles to throw at you while the bulldozers are mowing down Palestinian houses. These guys won't do an offensive by ground. Their troops will not engage because they're lousy fighters to begin with. You know, why? I mean, think about it, ladies and gentlemen. Why would you have to have crack soldiers, fighting soldiers on the ground, have a hardened infantry, when you got 400 nuclear weapons and all the latest technology and whiz-bangery of war-making materials provided by the U.S.? And if the U.S. doesn't provide them directly, we give them $3 billion a year so they can go out and shop on the world market for all their little war toys. Let's go back to the phones here. Ed in New Jersey. Hello, Ed.
Yes, thank you, John, for taking my call. You mentioned Russian oil. Over here in New Jersey, I don't know what's happening in the rest of the country, but over here in New Jersey, Mobil, which I got my gas and also service my car because of AAA, all of a sudden they changed it to Luke Oil. Now, Luke Oil is Russian oil. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like they're taking over all these mobile stations. Is that happening over in Texas?
I have not seen that here in Texas yet.
Well, it's happening here, and I asked the manager, and he said, yes, they're taking over mobile. So Luke, it's called Luke Oil, and it's L-U-K, and from what I understand, it's Russian oil. Over here years ago in New Jersey, it used to be Standard Oil of New Jersey, then it was Esso, and then Exxon, that was the Rockefeller interest. So, I just wanted to mention that.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you, Ed.
Yes,
appreciate your call. Don't quite know exactly what's going on with that, but I'll keep my eyeballs open. If I see anything, I will certainly report it. Is the United States Air Force stand down? As I mentioned, the ACC, and that being the Air Combat Command, are they standing down to find a missing nuke, possibly? Chuck Simpson did a story on this on AboveTopSecret.com. Someone operating under a special chain of command within the United States Air Force just stole a nuclear weapon, and this is what he's reporting. Some history on this. Barksdale Missile No. 6 deserves far more public attention than it received to date. Missile No. 6 is potentially the major story, at least, of this year. Now, until 1968, under the Airborne Alert Program, informally called Operation Chrome Dome, the Air Force routinely kept about a dozen strategic bombers with nuclear weapons flying at all times. Now, one predictable result was crashes and incidents. In 1968, the Department of Defense published a list of 13 serious nuclear weapons accidents that occurred between 1950 and 1968. In 1980, the list was revised to include 32 incidents throughout that year. Notably, the Pentagon has not acknowledged any accidents since 1980. This alone highlights the importance the Pentagon is placing on the recent transportation of nuclear weapons from North Dakota to Louisiana. Through 1968, several reported incidents involved plane crashes or malfunctions, beginning with the crash of a B-29 near Fairfield, California, in August of 1950. The resulting blast was felt 30 miles away. In July of 1950, by the way, that wasn't nuclear. If it was, they wouldn't be feeling the blast 30 miles away. They'd be cooking hot dogs by it. In July of 1950, a B-50 crashed near Lebanon, Ohio. The high explosive trigger for the nuclear weapon detonated on impact. The blast was felt over 25 miles away. In May of 1957, a nuclear weapon fell from the bomb bay of a B-36 near Albuquerque, New Mexico. Parachutes malfunctioned and the weapon was destroyed on impact. In October of 1957, near Homestead, Florida, a B-57 crashed. The nuclear weapon was burned. In March of 58, a B-47 accidentally dropped a nuclear weapon near Florence, South Carolina. The high explosive trigger detonated on impact. In November of 1958, a B-47 crashed near Abilene, Texas. The trigger of the nuclear weapon exploded upon impact. In July of 1959, a C-124 crashed near Bossier City, Louisiana. Both plane and nuclear weapon were destroyed. In October of 59, a B-52 with two nuke weapons was involved in a mid-air collision near Hardinsburg, Kentucky. One weapon partially burned. In January of 61, a B-52 broke apart in mid-air near Goldsboro, North Carolina. Two nuclear weapons were released. The parachute on one weapon malfunctioned, and contamination was spread over a wide area. Their uranium core was never recovered. Daniel Ellsberg reported that detonation was a very real risk because five of six safety devices failed. In that month near Monticello, Idaho, a B-52 carrying nuclear weapons exploded in midair. No information was made available as to the weapons and their subsequent disposition, by the way. In March of 1961, a B-52 with two nuclear weapons crashed near Yuba City, California. January 1964, a B-52 carrying two nuclear weapons crashed near Cumberland, Maryland. In January of 66, a B-52 carrying four hydrogen bombs crashed after a mid-air collision near Palomares, Spain. Two weapons exploded on impact with resulting plutonium contamination. A months-long program was undertaken to locate and extract the other two weapons from the ocean. Major policy changes were taken under consideration. In January of 1968, a B-52 carrying four hydrogen weapons crashed and burned near Thule Air Force Base in Greenland. Explosives in one bomb detonated, spreading plutonium contamination. Apparently, the other three weapons have never been accounted for. Following large public protests, Denmark, which owns Greenland and prohibits nuclear weapons on or over its territory, filed a strong protest. A few days later, the Secretary of Defense ordered the removal of nuclear weapons from planes. After that order was issued, all aircraft armed with nuclear weapons were grounded but kept in a constant state of alert. In 1991, by presidential order, nuclear weapons were removed from all aircraft. Bomber nuclear ground alerts during which nuclear weapons are loaded onto bombers during test and training exercises were halted. After that time, all nuclear weapons to be delivered by plane were permanently maintained in secure storage facilities. August 30th of 2007, that's just last month, all of which makes the transport of nuclear weapons in combat position on combat plane so newsworthy. On August 30th, for the first time since 1968, nuclear warheads in combat position were carried by an American bomber. Numerous international treaty provisions were violated in the process. That Thursday, a B-52H Stratoforce flew from Minot Air Force Base in North Dakota to Barksdale Air Force Base in Louisiana. While carrying 12 cruise missiles, either five or six of those missiles were armed with nuclear warheads. Now, the cruise missiles, the missiles on the B-52 were the AGM 129 types advanced cruise missile units specifically designed to be launched from wing pods of a B-52H type plane. The total of 460 units were manufactured by Raytheon. A total of 394 units are currently maintained by the Air Force. Apparently, 38 are to be modernized and upgraded in fiscal year 2008, and the other 356 are to be decommissioned pursuant to the 2002 Moscow Treaty. Now, Raytheon has publicly announced that the AGM-129 missiles are to be modified to accomplish a classified cruise missile mission. This has been widely interpreted to mean conversion to bunker-busting bombs, most likely to be used in Iran. This currently accepted explanation is being used to explain why armed cruise missiles are being flown in American airspace. Now, on the subject of the nuclear warheads, the AGM-129 was specifically designed to deliver the W-80 nuclear warhead. The W-80 weapon has a variable yield capability of 5 to 150 kilotons. For comparison purposes, the bomb used on Hiroshima was 13 to 15 kilotons, or the equivalent to 13 to 15,000 tons of TNT explosive. Now, news stories and flawed explanations. The story of the B-52 flight was reported by Army Times, owned by Gannett, on Wednesday. Just 7 days ago, September 5th, Gannett replied on information provided from anonymous officers. The story was picked up by Yahoo Wednesday morning, published by USA Today and the Washington Post, and then quickly spread. In response, the Pentagon quickly spread an official explanation. The Air Force admitted to an inadvertent error. The intent was to transport the ACMs without weapons, according to military officers. The nuclear warheads should have been removed before the missiles were mounted on the pylons under the wings of the bombers. Now, here's the words of the Pentagon. This is what they said. There was an error which occurred during a regularly scheduled transfer of weapons between two bases. The weapons were safe and remained in Air Force control and custody at all times. For almost the first time in history of the nation, the military has publicly and promptly admitted it made a mistake. This in itself is truly astounding. To reinforce the military's claim that a mistake was made, a systems-wide stand-down was ordered for September 14th. As I read to you, that's the Air Combat Command. That official explanation was quickly explained away. The mistake was made intentionally so a deliberate leak of a secret operation could occur. The CIA and the Office of Counterterrorism and the State Department explained that Barksdale Air Force Base is a jumping-off point for a resupply of the Middle East. The deliberate leak was intended, and this is the story, the deliberate leak was intended to serve as a veiled warning to Iran. This deliberately misleading explanation is evidently intended to lead the public or Iran or both to logically conclude that the missiles are bound for Iran. Bluntly, state and CIA converted a whistleblower leak by true American patriots in a deliberate leak by official Washington to scare Iran. Now, I'm just reading this, folks. I don't know what to make of this. By this means, Washington has led the public to forget or overlook the real issue. To begin, the multiple official explanations reek to high heaven. They collectively read suspiciously like flimsy cover stories concocted in hasty desperation. And no amount of pretty lipstick on this hog will be able to make the official explanations pretty. Now, they have transportation violations also. More conflicting explanations followed. These missiles are part of a group scheduled to be decommissioned. This would explain why they were shipped out of North Dakota. But the missiles were not transported on their way to decommissioning. Missiles are normally decommissioned at Davis-Monthan Air Force Base in Tucson, Arizona. Nuclear weapons are decommissioned at the Department of Energy's Pantex facility near Amarillo, Texas, as access through Kirkland Air Force Base in New Mexico. And military police requires minimization of the number of flights made with nuclear weapons on board. So the weapons should not have been mounted on the missiles, flown to Louisiana, unmounted, and flown to Mexico. The mode of transportation is also a major issue, not diffused by official explanations. Per standard operating procedures, or SOPs, both missiles and nuclear warheads are transported primarily by air, and specifically modified C-130s or C-17s. Under no peacetime circumstances do military SOPs allow transport of nuclear weapons mounted in cruise missiles mounted in combat positions on combat planes, namely the B-52 bomber. Now, Department of Defense Directive 4540-5, issued on February 4th of 1998, regulates logistic transportation of nuclear weapons. By deregulation of commanders of combat commands, movement of nuclear weapons must be approved by commanders of major service commands. Commanders of combat commands or service component commanders must evaluate, authorize, and approve transport modes and movement routes for nuclear weapons in their custody. Now, let me stop here. Keep in mind, folks, this is why, while all of this is going on, heightened security alerts, the chatter going on out there that we might have cells operating inside the United States, we just happened to decide to lose six nuclear weapons. Something needs to be wrapped. The fish wrap, we need to get it out because something's stinking here. We'll continue with this. We'll also take your calls at 800-313-9443. We'll continue right after the short break.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Violations of regulations concerning the handling of nuclear weapons in North Dakota are even worse. A sophisticated computerized tracking system is used for nuclear weapons. Multiple sign-offs are required to remove the weapons from their storage bunkers. The AGM-129 advanced cruise missile was designed to carry nuclear weapons. No non-nuclear warhead is available for this missile, so the only possible error could have been loading nuclear warheads on the missiles instead of practice dummies. Now, the practice warheads have been standard blue and yellow signs declaring inert non-nuclear. The nuclear warheads have at least three distinctive red warning signs. This error is therefore highly improbable, absent tampering with the signage. Now, nuclear weapons are transported from the storage bunker to the aircraft in a caravan that routinely includes vehicles with machine guns, front and rear, and guards with M16s. All steps in the process are done under the watchful eyes of the armed military police. Now, rules require that at least two people jointly control every step of the process. If one person loses sight of the other, both are forced to the ground face down and temporarily be placed under arrest by observant security forces. Now, all progress stops until inspections are made to ensure the weapons weren't tampered with. All nuclear weapons are connected to sophisticated alarm systems to prevent removal or tampering. They can only be removed from the storage bunker by turning the alarm off, and the squad commander clearly would not have authority to turn that alarm off. Now, bluntly, the mistake of loading nuclear weapons on a combat aircraft in combat-ready position is simply not possible to make. Safeguards are far too stringent and far too many people would be involved, particularly given that mounting was in violation of policies that's been in place without exception for almost 40 years. No discipline is expected to be meted out. The New York Times tried to imply that the commanding general had been fired. Actually, the squad commander in charge of munitions crews at Minot was relieved of the duty pending an investigation. He has not been removed from his position or discipline. The crews involved have been temporarily decertified pending corrective actions or additional training, but have not been disciplined. No mention has been made of the wing commander. Now, note carefully, these actions amount to nothing at all. The wing and the squad commanders are still in place, and the crews can easily be recertified. Now, there's successful confusion going on here. Washington's efforts to confuse the public have been successful. Attempt has been made and evidently accomplished that shifting that from the crucial issue. Now, this news has already become non-news. The August 14th stand down will momentarily become news, followed by announcements of more stringent restrictions, improved safeguards, and additional training. The public always has been and always will be safe. One of the major issues will be avoided. Someone in an irregular chain of Air Force command authorized loading and transport of these nuclear weapons, and that would never have been done without a reason. Given the magnitude of regulatory violations involved, the reason must be extremely important. The paramount issue will be avoided, if necessary, with repetition of the reassurance that the Air Force was in control at all times. The weapons were only missing during a 3.5-hour flight. At Barksdale, the missiles were considered to be unarmed items headed for modernization or the scrap heap of no particular importance. They were left unguarded for almost 10 hours. According to one report, almost 10 hours were required for airmen at Minot Air Force Base to convince superiors that a nuclear weapon had disappeared. According to information provided to Congress, this time lapsed before airmen at Barksdale noticed the weapons were present. News reports will continue to overlook this fact as well. Come back with the conclusion of this at the first part of the second hour, which will take place a minute and a half from now. Be there. We'll be right back.
It's true.